Welcome back to the Air Canada Centre. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph with you, and a nothing-nothing tie after 20 minutes of play. Shots were also dead even at 10 apiece between the two teams.
And when you look at what a difference a year makes, last year the Jets won 7 in a row, didn't it?
Did it ever. If you were going to pick a team to come out of the West from the teams that we have seen thus far this season, who would you select, Mr. Rowe?
Well, from what we've seen, obviously, you know, Nashville came up with a 5-game, but from what we've seen, you'd say Vegas. You know, we had a rough New Year's Day and take away from a great story that Vegas is. But this is the first post salary cap expansion. And there was one team, and the Washington Capitals and Kansas City Scouts did not get the likes of Marc-Andre Fleury and his cups and James Neal.
No.
You know, so they're not quite, you know, the reject.
Be coach of the year unless
Absolutely.
There's a really bad recount required. Brought in by the Jets now. Wheeler with a shot that goes wide of McElhinney's cage. The Leafs push it out at center and Marlowe's away. Marlowe in with a shot. And well out of the net.
Tried to keep it in and missed it. And that allowed Patrick Marlowe to pick it up just outside the Winnipeg blue line down the right wing side and take off into the Winnipeg zone.
The reason the mask came loose is that the shot hit him right between the lookers. So the mask seemed to be readjusted. Face off to the left of Hellebuck. Stolen by Marner. Couldn't get it in front of the net. Now it does come in front. Off a skate. And Hellebuck came across in the butterfly. And it's a good thing he did because it went off the skate of Marner. And I'm pretty sure that one would have counted.
I tell you, that was a tough shift. Tough couple of shifts for Joe Morrow. As he ends up right off the faceoff, tries to chip it in behind the net, but got picked off.
Not returned at this particular point. Played down into the Winnipeg end, around back of the net. Hyman chases his man, then stolen here by the Leafs, and now here's Nylander coming in off the wing, goes wide, around back of the net, passes back to Zaitsev, and a shot is an easy catching save.
I mean, maybe the best opportunity. Austin Matthews hit the puck in the slot in the first period and hit, I believe it was Zach Hyman that was standing in front of Hellebuck.
And the other good chances of being with a shot deflected by Bozak, and it just went wide of the near post. Played out at center ice. A lead pass attempted there for Van Riemsdyk has gone astray. And then what I thought was a tie in the icing department turns into an icing against Toronto.
Well, here's another stat I'll throw at you. Patrick Laine, 7,248 games, and Connor McDavid with 87 and 205 games have more of all the players taken in the last four drafts.
Wow. Off the board, fed to the line by Brown. Delayed offside, negated now as the Jets have tagged up. Leafs get it up on the left wing. Van Riemsdyk, back for Bozak again. Bozak in against the boards with Sherratt. That's drawn a crowd and it's drawn a penalty. Back to the blue line, it comes to Polak. Over on the far side for Morgan Riley. Nifty move by Riley.
No, the Leafs end up, they jump on way too early. Before McElhinney gets to the bench, the Leafs coming off the bench, and I think it was Nazem Kadri. So this will be whistled down.
Move by Riley, though.
We have premature substitution by the goaltender. Winnipeg number 7, minor penalty for holding.
What did I call it? Illegal change. Premature substitution. There
why,
we go.
Why wouldn't you call it that?
I don't know. I don't know.
No. So, like, illegal substitution.
Yeah,
probably,
that's what I, yeah, that's
probably
where I was
better.
Going.
They'll move on here. So the power play brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Open up the spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%. Subaru, confidence in motion. Leafs to the power play for the second time in their first full. Power off to the point. Near side for Nylander. Nylander back to Gardner. Gardner on the far side. Austin Matthews in front. They score! A perfect pass for Patrick Marlowe! And the Maple Leafs open the scoring with the power play goal!
Patrick Marleau on the far post. And Marleau simply redirects it. Changes the angle of the stick blade and chips it over the left pad of Connor Hellebuck. And the Leafs have struck first here, and it comes in the power play, which continues to be red hot.
Time of the goal brought to you by The Pint, where Pint O'Clock starts weekdays from 5 to 9 p.m. with $5 beer, wines, and cocktails. 2:02 of the period. A shot at the blue line is blocked, and breaking a stick, and now fed to the line and across the blue line, where it is grabbed by Blake Wheeler and now sent into the Toronto zone. Kadri unable to get it out. Brought in by Coughlin, though. Back to Connor out of his reach. Wheeler in against the board. Shifley unable to come up with it. Long into the near corner for Connor. Back to the blue line to Coughlin. Coughlin got around Patrick Marleau. Comes in from an angle. And the shot caroms off a leg and is going to come all the way out at center ice. Coughlin, far side, a return. Is the scoring play, the 26th of the year for Marleau.
One thing with the Winnipeg Jets, when you talk about size on the blue line, Dustin Byfuglien, 6'5", 260 pounds. Tyler Myers, 6'8", 229 pounds. Match that.
Yep. Long shot off a body in front of the net. And it's cleared out at center, and racing after it is Hyman. Hyman down into the corner with Matthews digging in there as well as Hyman. And they finally dig it free, and it comes back to the blue line, but a long shot taken by Polak went over top of the goal. Jets after it again, but there's Matthews once more. Nylander gets it back to the point to Gardner, and a wrist shot is deflected wide of the net. And around back of the net, Hellebuck leaving it there for his defenseman, and it's played by Trouba up on the right side, and out at center ice it comes. Shot into the Toronto zone. Out of the goal is McElhenney to play on to Polak. Polak to Matthews. Back behind the net it goes, and Roman Polak has some time as the Leafs are trying to change. Again, and now Roman Polak with a lead pass that went astray and will turn into a... Shouldn't that have been icing? Apparently not.
Unless, because the goaltender looked like he might have come out to try to play it.
Yep. Shot down into the Toronto zone. Around back of the net, it comes to the point. Here's Sherratt with a shot right on. McElhenney stopped that, and the Leafs launch it high to center ice. Batted back into the step up over the red line and shoot it in. Round the boards, Myers playing to the blue line, and it comes back at center ice, and Gardner has to go back for it. If you joined us late, Travis Dermott blocked a shot with a leg along the wall. Komarov with it once more. Here's Uncle Leo working into the corner. Komarov slides it back in there for Kapanen, who was hammered to the boards by Lowry. No call there, and Lowry starts out. Kapanen is in hot pursuit and has tied him up enough, but here's Lowry getting it across the line. A drop pass down, a shot is swallowed up by McElhenney and held for a faceoff. To report, and a faceoff coming in the Toronto zone after the 12th shot on goal by Winnipeg.
Well, these are two of the hottest teams. Unfortunately for the Leafs, Boston Bruins, one of the hottest, is 21-7-2.
Swept around the boards in the Toronto zone. Blocked there by Connor. Kyle Connor played it into the corner. Roman Polak got it freed up again. And now Connor stole it back. Then Marner stole it back. And Marleau comes to center. He'll shoot it in. Cat across the line and into the corner it goes. Bouncing puck that Polak couldn't come up with it. Marner has. And he outlets for Kadri. Kadri just flipping it down into Winnipeg territory to allow teammates to change. 1-0 Toronto, a power play goal from Patrick Marleau here in the second. Jets back in over the going left, and he had to throw that right pad out right and just did get a little piece of it, but just enough. Leafs have it down in the jet zone. Played in by Gardner to the side of the net. Unable to get to it there was Hyman. And the puck on the left wing boards now, and here's Perreault trying to get it out and down into the center, played by Hyman out at center ice. Josh Morrissey shoots it back into the Leaf end. Morgan Rielly overskates the puck. Hainsey trying to play it up on the wing for Nylander. He drops it back. Now looking to get a return pass. Hainsey coming out of his own zone slowly. Finds Nylander cutting through the middle. Got it in over the line. Bozak tried to send it back as it came to him. Zone in. Played ahead at center. And down into the jet zone, which will turn into an icing. With 12:18 to play in the second period. Marlowe from Matthews and Gardner on the power play at 2:02 of the second period. What a save by McElhenney.
And this is, I mean, not only is it Reed stopped by Curtis McElhenney, and then Ron Hainsey right there to clear the rebound.
19th time the Leafs have scored a power play goal in the last 19 games. It has been very hot. Pass up ahead for Bozak. Onto the wing it goes for Van Riemsdyk. Back for Bozak. Into the corner goes Tyler Bozak. A centering pass. Didn't reach the front of the net. Falling there was Patrick Laine, who tried to intercept, and he's knocked the goaltender's stick out of his front of the goal. Leafs get it to the line, but not out. Played into the corner. Trying to center, and it comes into the slot area. Trying to get it backhand away was Laine, and then his forehand went wide of the net. Jets back at the blue line, keeping it in with Trouba. Trouba the net. He may have touched this, but the shot is from Morrissey at the point, and the game is tied at one.
Leafs had a couple of opportunities to clear the zone, but couldn't. And it was Morrissey that finally got another whack at it from the right point. I don't think Stastny touches this. I think he just provided the perfect screen, and you can sort of tell by the reaction of McElhenney. No, this is straight in. Shot from the right point. Morrissey credit. He looks up, sees some space, and hammers it as McElhenney cheats towards the middle of the net. And the Winnipeg Jets.
McElhenney, who was dragged out of the net! And he is slow to get up.
I mean, I know he has made the stop and is at the top of the crease. And I think Patrick Marleau is asking that question now, saying, is this not goalie interference? And
the expression on Morgan Riley's face was, you got to be kidding.
This is what gets overshadowed here is a great stop by Curtis McElhenney.
Now, Shifley didn't really run him.
No,
but he certainly piled into him.
And Shifley didn't have the puck.
And, of course, there's no penalty. Toronto's on to the left of Curtis McElhenney, and no penalty assessed on the call by Steve Cazzari or Trevor Hansen.
Incidental contact, is that what they'll call it?
Whatever you want to call it, it's not a penalty, whatever it was. Incidental or not incidental, it could have been premature. But, I mean, you watch, and I realize that it sounds so much like being a homer, and at this point, who cares? But anyway, the fact of the matter is, the Leafs are this. I guess everybody just says don't take penalties against the Leafs.
Like I said, and you know, say okay, maybe it balances out. They're the sixth least penalized team in the league. I don't know.
That,
I mean, it's certainly, you know, one of their strengths would be playing with the extra man, but I guess the balance as far as
on the power play, 50 more times than the Maple Leafs have. Draw to the left in the Toronto zone. Won by Winnipeg. Fed in by Blake Wheeler around back of the net. Hit there by Gardner. There's a penalty, and the Leafs are going to be a man short. And it's up against Shifley, who just has...
checking penalties. That's got nothing to do with him turning. We'll watch again. Shifley gets it in behind the net. And Mike Babcock is in a very amused look on his face over on the Leaf bench.
Face off to the right in the Toronto end.
I can't, you know, looking at this slow down again, I can't argue this call.
No, I don't either. The problem is, well, yes. Draw one by Toronto. Leafs on the penalty kill, and it is Hainsey sending it out and down the ice. Hellebuck will leave it there for Buffalo, who reverses on the far side for Blake Wheeler. The Jets' power play is fourth in the league, and you better keep an eye on number 29. It's the boards as it comes back to the blue line to Bufflin. Bufflin sending it around back of the net. Cut off there by Stastny. Stastny to the far corner.
Green. And this is just a snapshot from the middle of the ice. It sails past the blocker side. But again, somebody in front. Bufflin gets the puck. More on the right wing side and then just brings it to the middle of the net. Or the middle of the ice. and lets it go, and it was Paul Stastny in front providing the screen.
Once again, yep. Brought to you by the Pint. Your Pint O'Clock starts weekdays from 5 till 9 p.m. with $5 beer, wines, and cocktails. 9 minutes, 40 seconds of the second period. Second power play opportunity. For
3 years. Although a lot of times he'd be given shifts up front as a forward. And if he got some power play time, Dustin Byfuglien would end up in front of the net, or Paul Stastny just was.
Centering pass comes to the near wing, and the Jets go back after it with Jacob Trouba. Pass ahead on the right side. Tanev into the corner, being chased by Gardner. Gardner knocks him down. Tanev gets back up to regain the puck, comes off a stick, and now it is fed back into the corner. Adam Lowry gives it back to Tanev. Here's Brandon Tanev working into the corner, tied up there by Bozak, but it comes back to the point. Trouba sends a shot on the near wall, lost it to Brown, and Connor Brown will get to center and shoot it in, given a bit of a bump there by Morrissey that sends him to the bench, and now down into the corner, the Leafs come out with it. Centering pass, grabbed off there by Nylander. Twisting and turning with it, going wide, sends it in front of the net, it goes off a leg. Back to the blue line, out over the line, and shot in. A delayed offside for stick to center.
And Riemsdyk took his time getting to the bench, and that's why, you know, the Leafs were able to intercept the pass.
And turns into an offside anyway. 8 minutes and 49 seconds to play in period number two. It is 2-1 in favor of the Winnipeg Jets. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph back here at the Air Canada Centre. 8 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the second period. Byfuglien from Wheeler and Stastny is the go-ahead goal on the power play that comes seconds after Wheeler should have been assessed some kind of a penalty for taking down goaltender Curtis McElhinney. And it is Stastny and Wheeler who get the chance now for the Jets, and a shot stopped by McElhinney, played on the wing but not out. Centering pass deflects into the near corner. Leafs, as quick as they were in the first period, have been standing around a lot here in the second. Played down into the zone, and an icing call is going to come against Toronto.
Now Winnipeg has slowly come out. It seemed like the Leafs had a little more room to maneuver, not only in the offensive zone, but coming out of their own zone.
10-5, they've outshot Toronto in the second. Draw back to Byfuglien at the point, sent into the right wing corner. Hainsey unable to get to it. Jets with it again. Hainsey trying to tie up Armia as it goes around back of the net, near side for Marner, and a penalty is coming against Winnipeg. At center ice, it is cleared in by Kadri. And as it is touched by the goalkeeper, here's the call for a hook. Marner goes down, and a hooking call comes against the Winnipeg Jets, and the Leafs are going to go to the power play. Brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%. Subaru
hasn't scored in his last 18 games. Perreault, 16 goals on the season, but the offensive side of things, it's dried up for him of late. I think he played a little over 11 minutes against Chicago a couple of nights ago.
12:03, the time of the penalty to Perreault. And the Leafs to their third power play. Gardner goes back to retrieve it. Starts out with a pass ahead for Nylander. He fails to make contact. And they'll have to start it back in their own zone again. Way out of the goal is McElhinney. Made a pretty nice play there. And then Gardner stick handled it out in front of the net when the goaltender wasn't there. Now it's back the other way. Back to the blue line. It comes to Gardner near side for Nylander. Nylander to Gardner again. Matthews gets body in front. Puck into the corner. Trouba trying to free it up. Slammed around the wall, and Nylander is unable to trap it. It's down the ice. There's Gardner with it, back of his own goal. He's going to drop it off there to Bozak. Bozak comes out of his own end of the point. Morgan Rielly walks the line. It's cleared in along the boards, but it is shot out and down the ice by Winnipeg.
Jets a lot more aggressive on this penalty kill.
Ninth best in the National Hockey League. So both teams have good specialty teams. A pass in over the line for Morgan Rielly. Middle of the ice. Left wing side still with it. Rielly being chased hard. Works it back to the blue line to Marner. Pass into the slot. The ice by Winnipeg. Riley back in his own zone. Up ahead for Matthews again. Austin Matthews in on the right side. Stops at the half boards. Back to the point it goes. Zeitz
is looking to his right, and just as the shot is taken, adjusts himself, peeks to the left of Zach Hyman, and is able to snag it. Makes it look fairly routine. Well, from a different angle, I don't even know if this shot would have actually hit the net. Might have been sailing wide before.
I thought it was going to miss as well, Jimmy. Draw one by the Jets, and they're going to call it offside at the blue line. 5:45 to play in period number two. The Leafs trailing 2-1 to the Winnipeg Jets. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. The Leafs trail 2-1. Morrissey and Bufflin, a couple of point shots beating Curtis McElhinney. Marlowe scoring on the power play for the Maple Leafs to open the scoring. The Sabres here on Monday night before the Leafs travel to New Jersey next Thursday and home to end the regular season against the Montreal Canadiens a week from this evening.
It's funny when you look at the schedule at the start of the year, you look at that Montreal game, you say, wow.
Oh, boy. On to the left wing for Perreault. Backhanded well wide of the net and into the far corner. Komarov unable to get to it. Now it is Plekanec tying up his man and coming away with it. Played to the line. Myers traps. Myers down into the far corner. Spinning with it there is Little. Little leaves for Myers. Myers tied up by Gardner. The puck around back of the net. Myers tries to center and it's right onto the stick of Leo. And juggled but held by Hellebuck. And a faceoff coming in the Winnipeg zone.
Well, we send up, you had Tyler Myers trapped deep, so he had a forward playing defense back in the ice. Barry Kapanen was guilty of not shooting the puck coming off the wing.
And that time he did. Shoulder save made by Hellebuck, and another shot bounced just wide of the near post. Round back of the goal goes for Kadri. Kadri stutter steps, then tried to center as he was taken down, and the Jets get it out at center ice. Brought in on the right side. Here's Scheifele getting it into the slot. And big Bufflin fanned on it. At the point, breaking his stick, trying to get it to the net was Morrow. He goes to the bench to be replaced. Leafs lose it back of the net as it came in front. And it is Hainsey taking it to safety. Off the glass to the line and out. No, not out. Kept in by Connor. Far side. Matthews line coming over the boards. A long lead pass. Off the stick of Hyman and down into the corner. Hyman got there ahead of Trouba. Trying to play it out in front of the net. Taken down by Trouba. And out come the Jets at center. In over the line is Ehlers. Played down into the corner for Paul Stastny. Stastny left it there. Matthews got it dug free, but it is gobbled up by Ehlers again. And then played to center ice by Toronto. Rifled right back in again. Here's Nylander coming through the neutral zone. To Matthews on the left wing. A shot. And that is caught and held by Hellebuck with Nylander on the doorstep looking for a loose puck.
Well, there is an easy aspect to Hellebuck's game, isn't it? Well, Hellebuck made a pretty good shot, a stop and a screenshot by Ron Hainsey before that. Got his blocker on it.
Draw to the right of the Winnipeg goalkeeper. It was interesting because Steve Mason, the Oakville native, was supposed to be the answer. And the Leafs chased him in game one. Connor Hellebuck arrived on the scene.
Well, the Mason was hurt, too, after that as well.
And Hellebuck just wouldn't relinquish the net. Into the corner and back of the net for Bozak. Bozak swinging it in front, but it hit a leg. And it is carried now to center ice with a long lead pass by Lowry. In for Tanev. Tanev goes around back of the net, missed a hit. Gets it back to the point to Myers. Myers sends it back in along the boards. Trying to get it back again. Now Myers with a shot and a kick save made by McElhinney. And a huge rebound pushes out at center. Here's Van Riemsdyk. He overskated the puck. Back of a Jet and played ahead at center. Andrew Kopp in on the left wing with a shot from the short side. Blocked there by McElhinney. Then they score! A centering pass in front of the net. And it is Kopp who was right there to rifle it home. And the Jets have taken a 3-1.
But it pops up and drops onto the stick of Lowry, who is immediately to the right of McElhinney. Lowry circles the net and throws it out in the short side. And Leafs have some. The Winnipeg Jets have come back with three straight.
sixth of the year for Kopp. Lowry will get the assist. And the Jets have a 3-1 lead. Hainsey off the boards to center as Leo Komarov tips it into the zone. Swept into the near corner, and Winnipeg trying to move out. Pass is blocked and couldn't get his stick on it. Hainsey now into the far corner. Round back of the goal off the skate of Roman Polak. Kapanen can't help him to get it out. Now plays it back of the goal for Polak, who has a little bit of skating room. Plays it off the boards, but it carons right back to Hainsey, who plays it out at center ice. Now faceoff coming down in the Toronto zone to the left.
Well, Marmo is 26th for Toronto. Morrissey is 6th. Bufflin is 7th. Kopp is 6th. So it has not been the big boys of the Winnipeg Jets that have found the back of the net in this game. Two defensemen on point shots. And Andrew Kopp on a wraparound feat.
Or was, or warned, I guess. And now the puck is dropped. Plekanec won the draw. Back of the goal, fed ahead by Polak. Kapanen gets to the red line, launches it high into the left wing corner. That's the signal for all now for Kadri. Kadri unable to get to it. Zaitsev having some difficulties. Back of the net, Kadri chases his man, pokes it up on the wing, and now Marner starts out. Marner just banking it down into the zone. And the Jets are back onto it quickly with Morrow going around back of the net. Marner couldn't get to it, and the Jets get it out at center ice with Blake come back after being struck with a puck in the first period. And Dermott plus 17 in his limited time as a Maple Leaf in his 35 games, and that's
been the closest. But this wasn't even really close to being a play, and it wasn't even close to being to the red line.
At the point, Trouba keeps it in for Winnipeg. Back of the goal it goes. Knocked down more Nylander and his man in the area back of the net. The puck to the near boards. 28 seconds left to play in the period. Hyman has it wedged up against the wall. There's a bit of a quick whistle here, but another faceoff is coming in the circle, this time to the right of Curtis McElhinney. Leafs can make a player change, and they do. Riley on for Gardner.
Well, the Leafs appear to be stuck in third spot in the division. The Winnipeg Jets.
Looks like it'll be Minnesota, Winnipeg in the first round there. Back of the net, a centering pass. And the Winnipeggers will enjoy that. It's not a long ride down to Minneapolis, is it? Or St. Paul, where the rink is. Round back of the net, and there's the horn. Three unanswered goals from the Winnipeg Jets after the Leafs opened the scoring.
The Leafs got caught and were dominated on a shift. I mean, these two-point shots and one bad angle shot that results in Winnipeg being able to take a 3-1 lead. But I think the bigger part of the story in the second period was after the Leafs made it 1-0, they did not have a whole lot on Connor Hellebuyck at the other end of the ice.
12-9, the Jets outshoot the Maple Leafs in the period, and it is 3-1 Winnipeg after 40 minutes of play. Jim Tanney along with Greg Gilbert coming along with our second period intermission. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.